Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India's eight core sector industries have just recorded a contraction in March 2026, the latest monthly data indicating a deceleration in industrial momentum, and this has significant implications for the country's economic growth trajectory. First, let's understand what these eight core sectors are. The Government of India publishes the Index of Eight Core Industries monthly, which includes coal, crude oil, natural gas, refinery products, fertilizers, steel, cement, and electricity. Together, these sectors serve as the material backbone of the Indian economy, with their output feeding into infrastructure, energy, agriculture, and manufacturing. Now, let's look at the March 2026 data. What contracted and why? Cement showed the sharpest decline, and this contraction reflects several factors. There's a seasonal factor at play, as March is typically the fiscal year-end, and government infrastructure spending slows down as budgets close. Additionally, the heatwave effect in March and April slows down construction activity in North India. There's also a base effect, as March 2025 had unusually high cement output due to an infrastructure push before elections. A sustained cement decline of 3 months or more would indicate a real estate and infrastructure slowdown. Electricity generation also contracted in March 2026, partly due to seasonal factors, as March is spring and cooling demand hasn't yet peaked, while heating demand has passed. This contraction is also partly due to an industrial slowdown, resulting in lower industrial electricity consumption. However, the heatwave surge expected in April and May typically boosts electricity output in subsequent months. Steel contraction indicates weaker construction and manufacturing demand, as well as import competition from cheaper Chinese steel, which has pressured domestic producers. Global steel overcapacity continues to weigh on prices, making it challenging for Indian steel producers to remain competitive. Understanding the Index of Industrial Production, or IIP, is crucial in this context. The IIP measures the short-term change in the volume of production across Indian industries. To read IIP data, one needs to consider the macroeconomic context, including India's GDP growth trajectory. India's growth has remained resilient compared to its peers, but industrial growth, distinct from services, has been more uneven. The services sector, including IT, financial services, and tourism, has driven most of GDP growth, while manufacturing and core industries have been weaker. The structural versus cyclical debate is central to understanding whether India is facing a temporary slowdown or a deeper economic transition. Cyclical slowdown arguments point to seasonal effects, base effects from high March 2025 output, and global commodity price volatility. On the other hand, structural slowdown concerns include weak private capital expenditure, consumption demand plateauing, credit growth slowing, and export weakness. The Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee, or MPC, watches core sector data closely. Sustained core sector weakness could lead to GDP growth risk, making a case for rate cuts. However, inflation, especially food inflation, constrains rate cuts. The March 2026 CPI inflation rate was around 4.5-5%, within the RBI's 2-6% band but above the 4% target. The RBI's MPC, chaired by the RBI Governor, with three external members and three RBI members, has a mandate to keep CPI inflation at 4%, plus or minus 2%, under the flexible inflation targeting framework. Analysts track multiple indicators alongside IIP and core sector data. The mixed signals suggest a cyclical dip in the core sector rather than a structural break, but it's essential to keep a close watch on cement and steel output in the coming months. Now, let's turn to the policy implications. On the fiscal side, government capital expenditure has been the primary driver of industrial demand in recent years. The 11.11 lakh crore capex target for FY 2026-27 is critical, and if private capex doesn't revive, the government must maintain or increase spending to sustain growth. Infrastructure projects, including roads, railways, ports, and urban metro, are the primary consumers of cement and steel. On the monetary side, the RBI is expected to cut rates by 25 to 50 basis points over FY 2026-27 to stimulate demand, subject to inflation. However, there's a transmission lag, as rate cuts take 6 to 18 months to feed through to industrial activity. On the trade side, anti-dumping duties on Chinese steel have been under review, and core sector steel producers are seeking protection. The production-linked incentive, or PLI, schemes for manufacturing are designed to boost domestic production but take 3 to 5 years to show scale effects. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The 8 core sectors include coal, crude oil, natural gas, refinery products, fertilizers, steel, cement, and electricity. The core sector weight in the index of industrial production is approximately 41.6%. The IIP base year is 2011-12 and it's published by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, or MoSPI, monthly, with a 6-week lag. The IIP components include mining, which accounts for 14.4%, manufacturing, which accounts for 77.6%, and electricity, which accounts for 7.9%. The RBI MPC mandate is to keep CPI inflation at 4%, plus or minus 2%, under the flexible inflation targeting framework. The RBI MPC composition includes the RBI governor as chair, 2 RBI deputies, and 3 external members appointed by the Government of India. India's FY25-26 GDP estimate is around 6.5 to 6.8%, driven primarily by the services sector. The government's capex target for FY2026-27 is 11.11 lakh crore, with a focus on infrastructure. Cement contraction drivers include seasonal factors, heat waves, and base effects. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Understanding the core sector industries, the index of industrial production, and the macroeconomic context is crucial for analyzing India's economic growth trajectory. This knowledge will help you tackle questions related to economic development, industrial growth, and government policies in the UPSC exams. In conclusion, India's core sector output contraction has significant implications for the country's economic growth, and it's essential to monitor the situation closely. The interplay between fiscal, monetary, and trade policies will be critical in determining the trajectory of India's industrial growth, and as a UPSC aspirant, it's vital to stay informed about these developments.